All right, now the song Bay by Eggster featuring Lee Cole, it's been climbing the charts every single week. And I thought, you know what? I'm not leaving it another week before I get to know Eggster a little bit better. So she's with us today. Eggster, a warm welcome to the East Coast Radio Top 40.
Hey, Danny. Thank you so much for having me.
Yay. So first things first, your real name is Eden Michelle. How did you get the name Eggster?
So I went by Eden Michelle a couple of years back when I was releasing pop rock music, about 10 years ago when Avril Lavigne was the in thing. And then I developed my sound into a bit of an EDM sound, and my nickname growing up was Eggy. My brother kind of gave me that nickname. And he used to call me either Eggy or Rockstar. And the one day he just said Eggster because he kind of combined the two. And yeah, that was... From there, he just kind of said, well, why don't you actually just, now that you're going into the EDM scene, it makes sense. It's got a good ring to it, and it's been popular ever since. So, I called myself Eggster.
Love that story. Now, a lot of people might not know this, but you started playing music from the age of 6, which is insane. And you started off with classical piano. When did you transition into electro dance?
Yeah, so, I mean, the upbringing was completely classical. And then, I went into pop rock music. I released my debut album when I was 16 was completely pop rock. When I moved to London about 4 years ago, I just fell in love with the electronic dance music scene and decided to just give it a go and just try and make a dance song. And I made one, ended up loving the sound, and I've just kind of fallen in love with the genre ever since.
Okay, now you mentioned England just now. You were born in South Africa, and I know you've spent time in the Netherlands as well as Surrey in England. Talk to me about your journey around the world. It sounds fascinating.
It's amazing, and I'm so fortunate and blessed to have traveled as much as I have. Yeah, so I immigrated to London about 4 years ago, and then my family immigrated to Cyprus, which is an incredibly beautiful little island. So I've kind of been back and forth between London and Cyprus ever since, to obviously visit family, and then I often find myself back in South Africa, also visiting family here and doing performances. So I'm in South Africa at the moment. But there's been a lot of traveling within the past 5-6 years, I would say.
Do you know one of the things I respect about you is the fact that you've kept your SA accent? I interviewed Becky Hill a couple of days ago, and within a minute I was full pommy with my accent. So hats off to you for keeping your South African accent.
I'm lucky, actually. I like the South African accent. I know some people don't, but I really like it. I think it's quite special.
It is indeed. So how did your collab come about with Lee Cole?
So I heard about Lee through a friend, and I heard his voice, absolutely loved his voice. And then we just connected, and I said to him, I've got this song that I actually think will be, originally I was actually going to do it by myself. And then I just felt like it would be such a cool duet, and it will work really well because of what the song is about. Connected with him, got him in studio. He literally did his vocals in, I would say, one take. And it just flowed. It was such a special collaboration because of how easily it flowed. There was no difficulty. He's just such a great guy and such a pleasure to work with.
All right, we're about to play a game with you, and it's called Are We Best Friends? But because of your song, Eggster, we're going to call it Bay or Nay. So basically, I'll ask you 5 questions, and you can play against Eggster as well to see whether you will be best friends with Eggster. And then if we get 5 out of 5 or 3 and above, we're best mates. Okay. Are you ready for it?
Yes, let's go.
So would you rather spend Christmas in the northern or southern hemisphere?
Southern hemisphere.
Nay.
All right. So we've got off to a bad start. Let's make up for it here. You have to collab with one of these artists, Jack Parrow or Vanilla Ice?
Vanilla Ice.
All right, you have to change your career, either become a crime scene cleaner or a snake catcher.
Oh my word, definitely a crime scene.
I'm so scared of snakes.
They are my biggest fear in the entire world.
Oh, there we go. I think we should get 5 points just for that answer, because you and I are in the same WhatsApp group with that.
Exactly. Right,
on to number 4. Who is funnier, Trevor Noah or Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell.
We're on a roll here. All right. Number 5. You have to make one of the following your bae. These are your options. David Guetta or Calvin Harris?
Calvin Harris.
Bae. Look at us. Was that 4 out of 5?
That's amazing. So we're best friends now.
We are literally best friends. Now, here's the thing. If you got 3 and above, you are best friends with Exter, so you can re-record, listen to this on the podcast, and play it again. All right. Talk to me about your future plans.
So at the moment, I'm just focusing on Bay, obviously, and the release of it and getting it out there as much as possible. And what I'm trying to put together is a U.S. and Canadian tour for next year. About a year, just before the pandemic, I was fortunate enough to do a UK and European tour, which was so special. And I performed with an artist named Josh Middleton, and we went around the UK and Europe. We did 9 cities in 12 days, so it was quite tiring and quite exhausting, but really, really special and intimate shows. So I'm planning on doing something quite similar next year. So that's kind of what's on in my world at the moment.
Josh Middleton, such a talented guy, hey?
Absolutely, yeah, he's great.
Now, you said you're going to Canada. Have you heard of Neon Dreams?
I have, and I believe that they're performing in South Africa in October.
So here's the funny thing. They came a couple months ago, and we actually introduced them onto stage, and we had like 2 or 3 interviews. It was so cool. So I don't know about you, but I see a bit of a collab happening here.
I would love that. If you can hook me up, that'll be great.
I'm going to make that happen, okay? And then I want my name on the track, please.
We'll call the track Danny.
Number 1 on the East Coast Radio Top 40, Exter, Neon Dreams with Danny. I like it.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
All right, without further ado, we've had so much fun with you. Please, can you introduce your brand new song onto the East Coast Radio Top 40?
Absolutely. You're listening to Bay, which is Exter featuring Lee Cole on East Coast Radio. Thank you so much for having me on the show, and thank you so much for your incredible support.